Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 27th day of the month of Sivan. We continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email. I'm happy to share, as you all likely have noticed, our emails are back up. We apologize for the glitch over the last 2 days, but going forward now, the emails should be working again. So please stay tuned in your inbox to receive the daily emails, which include the names of the three children we have been davening for, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, who I'm really excited to share. After months and months of being in different hospitals, she came home last night for the first time. So we are very grateful to Hashem, but our continuous tefillos are needed. Please continue to daven for Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Delini, Orna, Bas, Fein, Chana, and Tino, Ben, Chama, Devorim. May they and all in need have a refua shalema. Please keep in mind as well, those being held captive are Vin, Tanel, Ben, Sonia, Fiona in Iran, Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, and all of our brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily be returned to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Pinchas Fink of the Mount Kisco Hebrew Congregation in Mount Kisco, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Fink slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Eretz Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Chuf Chaf Aleph, Chuf Lamed, and Chuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And that will be followed by the Mishaberach for the Sahal, for our brave soldiers. Mishaberach for the Shavuyim, for those who are still being held captive. And finally, Rabbi Fink will conclude, the Mishaberach for Cholim, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call and reminder emails, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fink.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone. My pleasure to be on the call with you today. Thank you to the OU for this program and for everything they do for the Jewish people. Thank you to Rabbi Naftali and to all of our callers today. Today, I want to share with you some thoughts from this past week's parsha on mindfulness and perspective. This week's parsha happens to be my Bar Mitzvah parsha, Parsha Shlach, and I just wanted to share some thoughts with you. We see in the beginning of the parsha, we have this story with the Meraglim, the spies, and Moshe sends the spies to look at the land of Israel and see how the Jewish people are going to conquer the land. And the word the Torah uses, the Hebrew word the Torah uses to describe their mission is lasur es ha'aretz. And the word lasur, latur, means to see, to look at the land. And it's interesting, the same root word, the same shoresh, is used at the end of the parsha in regard to the mitzvah of tzitzis. It says, you should wear the tzitzis, and lo sasuru, you should not look achare levakam. You should not look after your heart. You should not be, your eyes should not stray to look after your heart's desire. And what message can we take from the Torah using the same word both earlier by the spies and again later? And many of the commentators have points on this. I just want to add my thoughts. And the Talmud, the Gemara, tells us that the reason, or one of the reasons for the mitzvah of tzitzis, for the commandments of wearing tzitzis, is that when we look at our tzitzis strings and we see the tzechelas is the blue string that's supposed to be on our tzitzis. Many people today do wear tzechelas. And if you look at the tchelas, it's blue, and it's supposed to remind you of the sea, and that's supposed to remind you of the sky, and that's supposed to remind you of Hashem, of God. And it's interesting because we look at our tzitzis, and we don't always see that. So the spies also, they went to the land of Israel to spy out the land. And what did they see? They saw people dying. And the commentators tell us they saw people dying, and they assumed the land was a terrible land. Look, everyone's dying. But really, it was God trying to distract the inhabitants of the land to allow their mission to proceed successfully. And that's why people were dying. But they couldn't perceive that. They couldn't look deeper into what they saw beyond what was right in front of them. They saw death, and they assumed it was bad. And by using that same word again later, it's saying don't have that perspective. The Torah is telling us, Hashem is telling us, God is telling us, don't have that perspective that the spies had, that the spies were unable to see deeper beyond what's right in front of them, beyond the basic view of what's happening. When we look at our tzitzis, we're supposed to perceive something deeper, not just strings that are there, but we're supposed to look at that and have a thought process that, hey, it's blue. This is like the sea. This is like the sky. And now I remember Hashem, and I remember all the commandments of the Torah. It's so difficult sometimes to have that mindset, to see what's in front of us and perceive it in a way that's positive, in a way that's for good. We look at what's in front of us, and we just see our tzitzis. We don't think somebody could look at his tzitzis and say nothing. Nothing goes through their mind. Zero. No response. But the Torah expects us. The Torah tells us we have that ability. The mitzvah is there. God expects us to be able to see deeper, to see what's in front of us and think about it in a way that can bring us to inspiration, that can bring us to positivity. And that's what the Torah is telling us, to contrast the spies and lo sosiru. Don't look the way the spies look. Don't look at what's in front of you without thinking about it, but rather take the opportunity of seeing what God puts in front of us and looking at it in a way of positivity and as an opportunity for holiness and for godliness. There also in this parsha is the mitzvah, is also the mitzvah of challah. Not baking challah, but of taking challah. The mitzvah to take challah, to take a piece of dough off of a large dough you are making. And this mitzvah, actually last night just at an event where a woman took off her 40th challah, the 40th time she's taking off challah as a schut, as a merit for the hostages and for Klal Yisrael, it was a beautiful event. The Sefer HaChinuch tells us that the primary reason, not just that it goes to the Kohanim, it is an important reason, it goes to the Kohanim as part of the gifts we give to the Kohanim, to the priests, but also Sefer HaChinuch tells us the primary reason is to give us an opportunity every single day to have a mitzvah. That God knows people bake bread every day or every couple of days when everyone needs to bake bread to have sustenance, have basic food to eat. So therefore, God gave us a mitzvah that every single day we have a chance to look at ourselves baking dough and do a mitzvah and think about Hashem. That is the mindset. That is the perspective that we should have, that every single thing we do, every single thing that's happening in front of us can be viewed as a opportunity to look and see Hashem and to see God's hands and to see blessings in our lives and to recognize what God does for us. And also an opportunity for us to miss it and to miss the messages in front of us and to miss what God's giving us and to miss God's blessings and not to recognize it. And that's why we have the mitzvah of challah, and that's the idea of tzitzis, that we're supposed to perceive beyond just the basics of what's in front of us. We're supposed to look deeper, not like the spies. Every moment, God's offering us opportunities. We just need to have the vision and the mindfulness and the perspective to see them. Thank you. We're going to proceed with the Tehillim. We'll start with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam naseach mizmor leDavid ya'ancho Adonai b'yom tzara yitagev chashem Elohei Yaakov yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka Yizkar kol min chosecha, ve'olos lecha, yidash nesela, yitain lecha chivodecha, ve'cho atasecha yimalei, nirana nabishua secha, uv'shem Eloheinu nigol, yimalei Adonai kol nishalosecha, ato yadati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'aneu mishimekacho, b'gviros yesha yimino, elev arechev, elev asusim, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסודד, אדוני יושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קראנו. פרק כ"ג, chapter 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני ראוי לא אכתר, בנושא שירביצני, עמי מנוחות ינהליני, נפשי ישובה, ינחני במעגלי צדק למען שמו, גם כי אלך בגית סלמוות, לא עיר הרע כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שלך נגד צהרי, כי שם טוב השם בן ראשי, כל שיא רוויה, אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. Chapter 121, Perkuf Kaf Aleph. Shir Lamalos, Esto Einai Ahearim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shomayim Va'oret, Al Yitem Amo Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomerecha, Hine Lo Yonum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilecha, Ayad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yareyach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorecha Mikora, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tetzecha Uvoecha, Me'ata Ve'ad Olam. Perkuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir HaMalot, Imam Akim Kirasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tehyena Aznecha Kashuvos Bekol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmorya, Adonai mi ya'amod, ki imecha ha'salicha lima'an tivarei, ki viti Adonai kivisa nafshi, v'lidvaro oichalti, nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim la'boker, shomerim la'boker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha'chesed v'harbe imo fidus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Perkuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskir l'David, v'yoso v'amilara sefilaha, koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eskanan, eshpoch lefanav tichi, sarasi lefanav agid, bitatef alai ruchi, v'atoyadata nesivasi, orachzu alech tamenu fachli, Abe yamin ure ve'en li makir, avad manos mimeni ein loresh lanavshi. Zo'akti elecha Adonai, amarti yata amachti, chelki be'eret hakayim, hakshivo elvinasi, ki dalosi meod, hatileni merod boi, ki amesu mimeni, hostia mimasker nafshi lehodos eshimecha, V'yachziru tzadikim ki sigmol Allahai. Now we'll say Achinu. Achinu kol beis Yisrael hanusunim batzaro v'ashivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makom yirachim aleihem v'yosiyei mitzara lirvacha u'me'aseila le'ora u'mishibu le'gula ha'sha ba'agolo v'zman kariv n'omar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may all presence have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. And now, Mr. Berach for Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishe Berach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chalei Tzva Agadah L'Yisrael, V'anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmaratenu, Avoy Eloheinu, Migivu Ha'alvanon, Ba'amidam Mitzrayim, מן הים הגדול, עד לבוא הרבה, בכל מקום שהם ביבשה, בערב ובים, יתה אדוני יושבנו, הקמים עלינו, נגפים לפניהם, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmor V'yavtias Chayelenu Mikol Tzra V'tzuka Mikol Nega U'machala Yishach Baruch Havas Baruch Hu V'chol Ma'aseh Yidehem Yad Beretz Yitachtehem V'yavtiyem V'ketzer Yishua V'afer Kitachon V'kiyan Bohem Makasov Yadnai Eloheichem Ha'alechim Lachem Nilachem Lachem Imar Beichem Loshia Eschem V'nomar Amen. Mishabach for the hostages for the Shvuyim. Mishabach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe, V'Aharon, David Ushlomo, V'Yivarech, V'Yishmor, V'Yinsor, Es Nedret, V'Hagan Al Yisrael, Ushvuyo, V'Es Kol HaKein, V'Anusinim, V'Atero, V'Ashivya, V'Avor Shvei Kol HaKadosh Hazeh, Mitzvela Ba'Avuroham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachem Aleihem, V'Yosiyem Mechoshach V'Tal Mavet, U'mos Rosehem, Yinateik, Umim Sukos Tehem, Yoshiim, Yishive Mehra Lachik Mishpechotehem, Yodu Alai Chasto, Beneflo Sab of Ne Adam, Vikian Bahem Lekrasha Kaso, Ufsiye Avna Yeshuvo, Novot Yom Verina, Visimchat Olam Arosham, Sasson Visimcha Yatigu, Venatsu Yagon Vanapa, Venamar Amen. Nishibach for Holden, prayer for the stick. We'll pause for 30 seconds for people to insert names. Mishaberech Aboseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aharon, David U'Shlomo, V'yivarech B'Rafei Es HaKolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachim Aleihem, Achimam Alapos Samach, Hazi Kabalaka Yosam, Yishmach Lehem, Meher Ufu Ashlem Nasher Mayim, Lecho Everem, Lecho Gideihem, Vistok Shar Chola Yisrael, Rufu Afanefesh, Rufu Ashagof, Hashtab Agolo, Rizman Karkiv, and Omar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Stink. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in the near Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday. Tomorrow is July 4th. We will not have the program tomorrow, but as always, even when we do not convene, I always encourage everyone to please, at this time and throughout the day, to say Tehillim for all those in need at 1 o'clock. But of course, we're able to dive in at every hour of the day. So we will resume the call next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time. There are moments of tefillah prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael and around the world. And you know it's only Wednesday, wishing everyone a good Shabbos as well as a Chodesh Tov.